From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Pressure is building on the government of Libya's longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi as protests have spread to that country's capital, Tripoli. Witnesses say there have been violent clashes between police and protesters there. Gaddafi's heir apparent son, Saif al-Islam, in a rambling televised speech, is warning that efforts to oust his father could plunge the country into civil war. His remarks were interpreted by CNN.
We will lose all the infrastructure. We will have no food. And in addition, you now have companies in Libya who are executing projects worth $200 billion. They will all leave. Who's going to come back to Libya and rebuild Libya?
More from NPR's Jason Beaubien.
He basically said that Libya is a united country. It's been united under his father, Muammar Gaddafi, for more than 40 years. And he said that his father's regime will fight till the end to keep these protesters from having the regime change that they've been asking for.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Cairo. The unrest in Libya is putting upward pressure on crude oil prices today. The crackdown on protesters in Libya is being condemned by European Union foreign ministers who are meeting in Brussels, among them Finland's foreign minister, Alexander Stubb.
We can only condemn the violence. At the same time, it's not our job to change the leader of Libya. It is the job of the leadership of Libya to listen to its people. And to be quite honest, listening to people doesn't mean that you should be using a machine gun.
Stubb says the EU is concerned about a possible exodus of people from Libya should the violence there escalate. There's been more unrest in Yemen today. Protesters rallying to call for the resignation of that country's president. He's rejecting demands that he step down, but he's also ordering troops not to fire on anti-government demonstrators. The winter storm that raked across the northern tier of states over the weekend is causing travel problems today. Airlines trying to deal with a backlog of passengers after canceling hundreds of flights on Sunday. And highway conditions are dangerous in a number of areas. Kevin Gutnick is with the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
Drive according to the road conditions. Leave early if you can. Give yourself plenty of time to get there. Make sure you have your seatbelt on. Clear the snow off of your car. All of those safety tips that you need to pay attention to in this kind of weather.
Hazardous driving conditions are also being reported in Wisconsin and Michigan today. Wisconsin's new Republican governor, Scott Walker, says he will not back off his plan to eliminate collective bargaining rights for most state government employees. Democratic State Senate Leader Mark Miller says the governor is stonewalling.
It has to be his way, all or nothing. And the governor needs to recognize that this is a democracy, and in a democracy, you negotiate.
Miller was on CBS's The Early Show. Democratic state senators in Wisconsin have left the state, effectively blocking action on Walker's proposal. This is NPR News from Washington. A suicide bomb attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 30 people today and wounded a number of others. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the blast was detonated outside a government building.
Officials from Kunduz province say the bomber blew himself up at the entrance of a municipal building in Imam Sahib district, where a crowd of civilians were lined up to receive identification papers. Kunduz is one of several northern provinces where security has plummeted in recent months. The governor of the province was assassinated late last year. NATO officials say they're investigating a U.S. airstrike in eastern Nangarhar province, where Afghan officials say an errant missile killed a family of six. This comes just a day after the Afghan government charged that another U.S. air barrage killed more than 50 civilians, including dozens of women and children, in the northeastern province of Kunar. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Federal prosecutors have halted the criminal investigation of Anthony Mazzilla, founder of Countrywide Financial. Shirley Jihad of member station KPCC says Mazzilla was one of the key players in the nation's mortgage crisis.
Federal prosecutors say a two-year investigation failed to yield enough evidence for criminal charges. Mazzilla pulled $140 million out of his company right before Countrywide crashed, even while he was telling shareholders everything was stable. This month, the state of California settled its predatory lending case against him for about $6 million. That money is going into a relief fund for families facing foreclosure. It amounts to a little over 1% of what Mazzilla made in the years before he pulled out of Countrywide, but still, Mazzilla isn't actually paying that out of his own pocket either. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support